On Monday, March 31st, the Action Committee for Non-Status Algerians held a picket outside of Complex Guy Favreau's immigration offices to condemn the recent arrest of Mohamed Chelfi, the spokesperson for the Action Committee of Non-Status Algerians. Mohamed's arrest took place this last week during a delegation visit to the offices of the Quebec Minister of Immigration, Remy Trudel. This delegation and the March 31st picket were organized to bring attention to the current situation facing non-status Algerians living in Montreal. Since last April, when Immigration Canada lifted a moratorium on deportations to Algeria, the Action Committee of Non-Status Algerians has been fighting against the deportation of non-status Algerians from Canada. In October, after an Algerian family took sanctuary in the Union United Church here in Montreal, immigration officials developed a solution for non-status Algerians on October 30th of 2002. This solution means that many non-status Algerians currently living in Montreal remain excluded altogether from the solution proposed. Other non-status Algerians have had their applications for permanent residence rejected by Immigration Quebec. So the Action Committee for Non-Status Algerians continues to fight against the ongoing efforts to deport non-status Algerians to Algeria, where a civil conflict continues to this day, and where 150,000 civilian lives have been lost during the last 5 years of conflict. I spoke with Mouloud Kobi at the March 31st rally organized by the Action Committee of Non-Status Algerians about the ongoing campaign in Montreal of the non-status Algerians.
There are so many Algerians, they need to be here, you know, and they get deported to Algeria. And Algeria right now, it's not like established, you know. So we have, there are so many persons here, you know, they spend their time here like about 8 years, 10 years, you know. And now if they go there is nothing there, you know. They start to have their career here, you know. And if they go there is nothing for them, you know. That's why we are here, to support all Algerians. They need to be here, you know, for this.
Can you speak about why it's important for people to support non-status Algerians in their fight?
Because this one, it's human, you know. Like, everybody has this responsibility to help his brother or his friend. He has to do that, you know. That's why, we need to be together, union, and to get support by everybody.
How do you feel about Immigration Canada's efforts to deport Algerians?
So, I heard last time that they deport somebody in Algeria, and he get, you know, they don't know where he is, you know, and it's very dangerous. You don't know if you sent somebody there, and you don't know what's gonna happen for him, you know.
What's your story?
My story here, I came here as a refugee, you know, 8 years ago, since '95, you know, and I did everything to get as a residence permanency, you know, and it was refused. Because they said my case, it's not a problem, you know. If you go to Algeria, you can you can survive there. You are not in danger there, you know. So I did all the things after the when they didn't accept me, I did appeal, I did get refused, and after that I start working, you know. Every year I change my private work, you know, and I pay $150, you know, every year, and I pay my taxes. I want, if I get accepted, to go to school here, to university, or to do some more, you know, activities, you know. But like this, I am off, you know. That's why.
So, do you feel that Immigration Canada's practices are inhumane?
I didn't understand.
Do you feel that Immigration Canada's practices are not human.
Yeah, but like there is some people, you know, they don't need like to. They didn't do nothing like for here and they get accepted, you know. And for other people, they try like to show the immigration for being here, working or doing so many things what the government needed to for like everybody. And it's always like negative. Like my case, it's the same thing. I work as taxi driver now, you know. If I don't have diploma or if I don't speak English, when I came here, my English was like zero. And I try to learn. Now I can talk, I can express everything, you know. So, like I did everything. Or there is so many people do the same thing like me, you know. But it gets refused. Like this, I feel that the immigration doesn't do their job properly, exactly, you know. That's why I'm here.
I spoke with Sarita Ahuja, an organizer with the No One Is Illegal campaign, about the recent arrest of Mohamed Chelfi and the continuing fight of the Action Committee of Non-Citizen Algerians to resist deportations from Canada to war-torn Algeria.
We're here today in front of immigration buildings with the Comité d'Action Sans Statut because we condemn the targeted arrest of Mohamed Chelfi, one of the active members of the Comité. We denounce the criminalization of the right to defend ourselves, the right to have rights as immigrants and refugees, and we are determined to obtain those rights. And we're here today to tell the authorities that we continue to organize, that this arrest has not stopped the struggle that they so fear, and that we will continue to be knocking on their doors. We will be continuing to talk about the injustices, and we are going to continue to harass them and intimidate them and threaten them the same way they do to us until we obtain those rights. And the supporters are here today to support the Comité d'Action Sans Statut to obtain full regularization, but also to obtain regularization for all immigrants and refugees in Canada, because they have the right to that. And we are here to assure that our laws and our values are going to be instated.
Can you talk about Mohamed's arrest?
Mohamed's arrest, I think it's interesting to note that Mohamed was arrested after he informed the police officers that he wanted to be treated with dignity and that he didn't need an escort, that the Sans Statut were leaving the building after the eviction order was given, and they were obeying, as government officials love to make us do. They were obeying the eviction order, and Mohamed simply asked it to be treated with dignity and not be treated like a criminal, and he was going to leave the building by himself. And this is what provoked his arrest. And they took him down to the basement, out the back, out from public view, and that's where they arrested him. And throughout the whole entire procedure, they continued to make remarks such as, "We're going to give you an accusation that's going to accelerate your deportation." Once in the police station, they continued to intimidate him by claiming that his identification was false and threatening him with another accusation, obstruction, therefore creating, you know, a double dossier for him.
Who is Mohamed Chelfi?
Mohamed Chelfi is a very articulate and intelligent sans statut. The reason I believe that he's been targeted is that he understands the laws that the sans statut are facing. He has the ability to see the contradictions and the way that they manipulate people, and he has the ability to express them in their own language, in the state's language, where their contradictions are and how their procedures and their so-called laws and public order is not working. And he's someone who can who knows how to defend his rights, and he's doing it not just for him, but for all the non-status Algerians in Montreal and throughout Canada. So it's this is the man that they're targeting, someone who has the capacity to defend their rights. And that's what the authorities always go after, the people that have that capacity.
You've been listening to a report on a picket organized by the Action Committee for Non-Status Algerians on March 31st to denounce the recent arrest of Mohamed Chelfi, spokesperson for the Action Committee of Non-Status Algerians, and to mobilize for the continuing struggle against the efforts of Immigration Canada and Quebec to deport non-status Algerians living in Montreal. To get more information on the Action Committee for Non-Status Algerians, visit www.tao.ca/tilde-sens-statut or call 514-996-3819 or email nooneisillegal@tao.ca. This report has been produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stéphane Christophe. Fudel, go there!